You said a line that really hit me.
What?
It was so amazing. It was right before we started recording.
Okay.
We were talking about veneers.
Oh, yeah.
That really, like, I want to get that tattooed.
You're not, so the quote is, you don't wear veneers, veneers wear you.
Ooh! God, it like, ooh. Damn. If I had veneers, that would sit with me for a really long time.
And yeah. There's nothing you can really do about it. Once you go veneers, you can't go back.
Because if you take them off, it's just little nubs of what your teeth used to be.
And don't, is it true that when you get veneers, you have to get new ones like every 10 years?
Or so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Do you? Yeah.
They're not really permanent.
Is it just because they discolor or they just get weak? Or they like kind of deteriorate?
Porcelain teeth. Yeah. I guess that you just proper maintenance. But hopefully you would bet on by the time in 10 years in the future, they have figured out a new veneer that is replaceable, but you don't need to get it in the future.
Yeah, or veneers seem so old school. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's something that was back in like the 19th. Like, there needs to be a new like procedure to give you a full row of teeth that are not like, you're not shaving down your like teeth to stubs. You know what I mean? Like, it needs to be like a new gum.
I have so many questions for people who have veneers, but like, I don't want to make the whole conversation when I see them to point out, like, do you have veneers? Yeah. Can I ask you about it?
There's some people that really needed veneers. You know what I mean? Like, some people had really bad teeth and the veneers like just made it 10 times better. But there's some people that really didn't need to change it.
And I'm also curious with veneers, like, you know, our tooth is like a bone. There's a nerve in it. When you bite like a cold thing of ice cream, you know it's like cold. Like your teeth can feel it. When you have veneers, is it suddenly just numb to?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's completely covered.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I also think they used to have some veneers that you couldn't even floss them because it was just like it was like buying something from like Party City. You just pop it in.
Oh, no. Yeah. So
and they're all connected.
I have a bridge right here. You can't floss through it. And it's the most annoying thing because all I want to do is just like floss every tooth just to get everything out.
Yeah.
But food could still get in there. So I have to get like a pick can go through it. And I just always have to, it sucks. I wish I got the thing without a bridge. Get a bridge.
How are you still bleeding a lot?
Have you bled my dove?
Have you bled my dove? I know that you've battled with like bloody,
bloody gums.
I didn't see any blood.
I have like really bad gums. I used to not take care of my teeth at all when I was like growing up, like from age like 5 to probably like 19. I just was not.
Did
just
you brush not my like teeth. Not even brushing it? Not
no,
once
no, no,
a day.
No. Sorry, not brushing my teeth. Like I would eat something at night and then I'll go to sleep.
Yeah. Wash it down with some Oreos and soda.
Yeah, it's like, and I think I was like, it was even as bad as like I thought like. Like while I was eating cookies and milk, for example, I would just be like, and then I would just go to sleep thinking that like I just did mouthwash.
Cleaning it a little bit.
You know, it was terrible. And I would also, I loved eating candy, like sticky candy, like Skittles.
Oh my,
and
that is
gummies,
literally the worst. Where,
like that stuff in your teeth, like that is literally World War III in your teeth. And that's why it just rotted to the core and to the core.
I love that dance.
It's cute. It's cute.
Did you ever have a dentist that was just like, hey, no, I can't.
No, no, they love me. No, okay, dentists absolutely love me.
Because you were making them money.
So much money. My mom, I have to pay my mom back for all the money she spent. She's probably not going to even lie. She's probably spent like $10,000 on my teeth in my
lifetime.
And
they still are, I mean, they look great.
Oh, I thought.
Well, no, but you were saying.
God, they're still.
You were saying you still have to like get some stuff done. I think your teeth look great.
Thank you. Yeah. And I also had, I used to wear a brace.
Like headgear.
Only
I wore
at night, or
it was at night. I had to wear to school because I just had it on. They needed it on my head for a good, like just a certain amount of time. So I did have to wear it to school for like a good 3 weeks. You know those kids in school, like in movies, where you're like, look, it was real for me for like 2-3 weeks. It was something I just had to wear. I don't know. Do I feel like my parent, my dad, and my stepmom were like playing like this joke on me? Like, honey, you need to wear it to school.
It'll build some character.
Yeah,
for sure.
No. So I had to wear it for a little bit, and then I didn't have to wear it to school anymore. And I had to wear it like going to sleep every night for like a year.
But how does the brace work? Is it attached also to your teeth? Is it go?
It
in,
was.
Or
is
it just?
So I had an underbite. Like, gosh, it was really bad. So I think it was either on the top row of my teeth or the bottom row. It had to pull something, right? So I think it was pulling maybe my front teeth.
So you not fully close your mouth like at night? Or
no, I could. It wasn't like, it wasn't such a bad underbite like what we, you know, you know that girl that is 86. it wasn't like that, but It was just, I think it was a bad enough where they were like, hey, we should definitely fix this.
Did you have like, were there, was it colored? Or like, did you have like put stickers on it?
Oh
like,
no, it was your typical, just, it wasn't as intricate as what you see on TV. Like what you see on TV is like crazy.
It was like stainless steel though.
It was like stainless steel. It went like this, down. No pictures, by the way.
Not a single picture?
Not a single picture.
I was going to ask, I would love to see one.
That crazy. Good. A whole year I was wearing it. Not at one point that my parents or nobody. Like,
what grade would this have been? Do you remember?
This was definitely in middle school. I think it was sixth grade.
Okay. That's tough, man.
Yeah.
Do you think that shaped your character, how you are today?
I take that back. It was like, I think it was third or fourth grade. But okay. Yes.
Third
yes.
or fourth grade is a little easier. Yeah. Cause it's...
I didn't want to TikTok. I used to go to school with Zane. He never had that on.
Okay. Okay.
I had to bring
just it. Making things up.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure, but sorry. Say that again.
No, I was just wondering if you like, is that something you think about daily? Are you like, oh, thank God I don't need to wear those anymore? Is it long distant memory?
It's such a long distant memory where it's like something I needed for my teeth. Like looking back now, I'm like, thank God I got that. I also had like a retainer up there too. I think the retainer up there was to pull my teeth. Actually.
The American flag one.
The American flag one.
Zane had an American flag
on the retainer. Inside of the retainer.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, what do you want? We have a.
Ugh. I was saying like kids back then, like when they had to do the pledge, would just look to Zane and just do the pledge. I wanted a retainer so bad. I thought it was just the coolest thing.
Braces, all that were like, oh, this is like, I want that so
there was
bad.
A girl who had the retainer, and I thought if I got a retainer, she would really like me.
Yeah, I like this girl, Stacy. She had braces, and I thought it was like the most adorable thing, and I was like, ooh, we could be adorable together with braces.
I would take like sucker sticks and then like draw braces on it and then try to like put it in my mouth. In,
you wanted stolen valor of braces?
I don't know. I just wanted to...
My dentist wanted all four of me and my brothers to get braces, but his teeth were fucked up. Like, he was a dentist with fucked up teeth, and my mom was like, well, if his teeth are messed up and he's fine, we're not doing braces for you guys. Like,
that is interesting that a dentist having really bad teeth.
Yeah, also, you never see a LASIK doctor without glasses on. They're all the LASIK doctors wear glasses. That's like a big...
lot of optometrists have glasses.
Yeah, why are they not doing LASIK?
Wait a second, that's really weird.
Yeah. When you read, because I do a lot of research on LASIK, like probably once a month, I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I go on Reddit and it's like, hey, how come every time I go to a checkup, they're wearing glasses?
You know why? Because they only trust themselves.
They only trust themselves? They only trust themselves. Do you have perfect vision? Or do you wear contacts?
My dad and my mom both both wear glasses. So I feel like at some point I'm going to go blind.
But you don't wear contacts right now?
No, I don't wear anything. Like, I feel like I have, but sometimes while I'm driving, I'll just be like, oh, like I'm looking at a street sign and it'll just go blurry and I was like, oh my God. And then I'll go back and I don't know if that's like early signs but my mom and dad both definitely had to wear glasses.
You could rock some glasses for sure.
Yeah.
No, I feel like if you got through puberty and don't need glasses, you'll be set until you're like in your 40s when you need the reading glasses. But for now, I think you're fine.
Oh, you know what? Reading glasses is probably what I think my mom wears reading glasses.
Oh, God. Can you imagine just the day where you suddenly just start needing reading glasses? You know, just your parents are like, what does this say?
It's when you turn like 40, they say. That's when it starts.
Whoa.
So when I was...
I bet it's going to happen earlier for us because we've been like looking at phones like this close to us all the time.
Yeah. That is, just the day when you have to go like this.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nightmare.
Do you believe in like blue light glasses? I mean, I obviously know that they're real, but like... Do you put them into practice? I feel like I never like.
I think that they've done tests and it's complete bullshit.
What's blue glasses again?
Blue light glasses are glasses that block blue light because blue light is what comes from a lot of our screens and stuff. In blue light, they scientifically think that that's the stuff that may mess up your sleep, mess up just your brain functioning. I don't know, causing headaches. Yeah. It's just good to block it out.
They sell glasses that they say like blocks out the blue light. So when you're looking at your phone, the blue light's not getting through. So it's technically supposed to be better for you, but
they're going
to
come out with something like that in like 10 years, I'm sure. Like
you can set the settings on your screen to be like night mode where it makes it a little orange.
Yes.
That I do every night.
Oh, I love that.
That is the best.
I put that on, yeah.
So sometimes I'll catch Patricia in bed and she's just full
brightness.
Raw dogging it straight up.
So bad.
I'm like, girl. Put the night mode
on. Or like when you're on a flight, an overnight flight, and the guy next to you, it's at 3 a.m., full brightness. I'm like, I will say, sir, can you please turn your brightness down on your phone?
No, you don't.
Mike!
Yes.
And if they're like, wait, what do you mean? If it's an overnight flight, and I'm trying to sleep, and some guy has a nuclear bomb level brightness on his phone next to me.
That's crazy. So are you the type of person, if all the windows are closed,
close it,
and one person has theirs open because they want to look outside, are you the one that says, hey sir, can you close your
window? If there is a agreed consensus on the flight that we're all like sleeping and some guy is just ruining the whole row for us, I will be like, can you please close your window?
Yeah. And you know why I said that? Because usually I'm the person with the window open, because I have anxiety when I'm flying. Like, I need to look outside. If I don't look outside, I think we're about to die. So how do you think it feels when someone goes next to you, hey, can you put the window down, when I'm trying to breathe
So you pick a window seat every single time?
Yes, I have to sit window.
I'm also...
But if someone said, close the window, will you be like,
oh, no, 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 no.
You could crack it a little bit. But like the idea of lighting up the whole row when every other row is sleeping is insane to me. But you can crack it. Do you use the on-screen like flight display? Does that help your anxiety at all?
No.
Oh, what I like that one.
No, I have to look outside because, you know, I just got to make sure we're still flying.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like that type of thing. Whenever but if someone next to me is sleeping, I open the window, right? And I always look to their faces to see how much brightness is getting to their face.
Okay. So you have a little bit
of course.
Etiquette. Yeah.
A little peek.
Yeah. But if my window's open and those eyes close, that window stays open. Because you don't want to ruin it for them. Because if you do shut the take light off, it could ruin their sleep.
The first time I was on a flight out of Los Angeles, and I don't know if you know this, but when you go back to New York, you're supposed to fly like east back to New York. But when you leave LA, they fly out over the ocean. So you're going west and then they turn around.
Yeah.
But the very first time I flew to New York from here, the pilot just started going into the ocean. I was like, oh, this is a rogue. He's taking us to where
it's a rogue.
The pilot. Yeah. I was like, this is it. We're going into the Atlantic Ocean. He's going to crash the plane in the middle of the ocean. And that's the end of my life. And then they started to turn around and I was like, thank God. It was the worst like 20 minutes of my life.
It's like in that moment, yeah, you're scared, but at the same time, do you go, wow, like this, like
it's happening.
It's happening on my flight.
No,
it's pretty crazy.
No, there was no glory. I was not.
I would immediately look, if something like that happened, I would immediately look around and see and look at everybody. I want to see every face and see like who am I going down with.
Down with. Yeah.
I
get
that every time I get on a flight. Like, what if I'm about to be stranded on an island with all of these people?
Who am I going
to
be friends with?
Yes.
Who's going to be my girlfriend?
You're picking already and nothing's even happened. You're like, oh, I'm... Yeah.
We're going to be... Yeah, we're
teaming up with this guy. We're going to eat them first. This kid.
Voted off.
As it's going down, you look at someone specific, you're like, you bestie.
Yeah.
And I think about that sometimes, like, when I'm in an elevator. Like, if the elevator gets stuck and trapped, could I, like, even survive with like these people?
If I'm in an elevator, I want to make sure I'm with someone that's like strong, because then I'm like, oh, maybe we can pry the door open together. But if I'm ever in an elevator with like an old woman, I'm like, well, this is, I'm worth
don't,
fucked.
Don't be
like,
ageist.
You like an old frail woman who's like barely can carry groceries, she's not going to help me out of the elevator.
My mother is
she's not a free, your mother's a workout champion.
Your mom is younger than both.
No,
of
I know,
mothers.
I know, I know.
Have you ever been stuck on my mom. In, have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
No, but no. I've come close. So like being, I missed the elevator that got stuck multiple times.
I'm so curious, the emergency button, is that notifying the local police department or like the building itself?
Usually the building has a management service.
Yeah, sometimes I'm in buildings where I'm like, there's nobody who's running like.
But there is no, but like I think now there is a button, because most of the time elevators, you lose service in elevators. So I think it does call to a, because like, doesn't one have like a fire like bell type of button? I think that button does call.
I think
the department,
the fire
no?
thing is an alarm that goes bring, bring, bring. But if you call, it doesn't call the fire department directly. Not all of them. I saw a video.
Should though, in case like it's like after hours.
There is a video on TikTok of these like two people or three people that were in an elevator, and they called the button, and the button called the management company, and the management company was like, "We'll send out a maintenance person," and they said, "No, can you please send the fire department?" And they were like, no, we need to wait for maintenance. And they had to wait in the elevator for 2 hours for maintenance because the management company didn't want to have to pay the fine for like whatever it was when the fire department comes out. And they filmed this like 2 hour video of them being stuck in the elevator arguing, send the fire department. Like, no, we have to wait for maintenance. So like, I always take the stairs.
Especially these days, you don't want to just be caught in a moment like that, because there's a huge chance one of those people are filming a giant TikTok.
Oh, yes.
About the situation.
Oh, yes. Like, Zane, you're going to be like, we are documenting this.
No, surprisingly, I actually wouldn't. Like, I would never like put out like or call out a company like that.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a company, but I would document the experience.
Yeah.
We're stuck in the elevator.
I would say it on the podcast, but I would feel way too bad calling out the company because I just don't want anybody getting in trouble.
But it depends. There's a certain amount of hours though. If I was stuck 24 hours on a
24
hours.
There was a guy, Mike, who was stuck in a elevator at his work for I believe 72 hours, an entire weekend. He was working, you know, on a Friday. Just like now, went out to go have a smoke, like, but left his phone at his desk. Went into the elevator and it got stuck, but nobody was in the building.
And he didn't have a cell phone.
There's a time lapse video of him just spending that 72 hours alone in it. The elevator. It's pretty fucking crazy.
Press run.
Is that after 48 hours?
Press run. I'd be on every podcast for the next 3 weeks outing that company.
Yeah. That would drive me nuts not knowing what time it is and that you've been
sleeping. How long has it been? Yeah. Because then you get tired or like, okay, I'm going to go to bed. And I sleep for 20 minutes?
Fluorescent lights just shining over you the entire time. All you have is your wallet.
You're in an asylum.
Yeah.
And you just have no idea.
When I like book doctor's appointments, I look to see what the suite number is to make sure I can take the stairs to go see it.
Yeah, you don't.
I never take elevators.
You lived in New York City.
It's one of the reasons I moved out.
But you never take elevators.
I try not to. At all costs. When I go to hotels, I have to like have them walk me through the back section to like go up the stairs.
This isn't claustrophobia. This is just a phobia of elevators themselves.
Basically elevators and like subway cars. Like anything where I'm contained and trapped. Where like if it
airplane.
Airplane, I'm fine with. Because there are professionals who are like communicating with people on the
ground. There's professionals in the elevator.
No, there is not. Those are all automated.
Learned that elevators, though, you know how there's always that trope in movies where the elevator like will fall.
Yes.
That I think is mechanically not possible
for the elevator to drop.
Unless you are in an elevator from like the 30s, no. Because like the way the pulley system is reinforced, it's like impossible for it to. There's like a failsafe for it.
I mean, I hope so, but if I can avoid an elevator, I will. It's just an insane experience.
Have you seen that elevator in Germany that's just constantly moving and you have to like walk on and it just keeps going?
Yeah, where you're going to get sliced in half if you don't jump in at the right time.
I can't believe that exists.
Yeah. No, I take the stairs.
Zane. Sorry, there's a cloud over here.
Wait, Zane, you got a tattoo yesterday.
Yes, you want to see it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Show us.
Oh, guys, oh my God, revealing my tattoo for the first time. I just got one last night.
What part of your body is it on for the audio listener?
Well, it's definitely on his upper body because I don't see anything.
It's right here.
Zane has it right here. His inner groin. Like,
okay, so last time I got a tattoo was like what? Like a year and a half ago. And this one, I got a sunflower because that's my mom's favorite flower. It reminds me of her. It like meant a lot to me. And I just couldn't really think of anything else to get tattooed, but I wanted to get more tattoos. And just something that I've been obsessed with for the past few years is obviously like Game of Thrones, House of Dragons. It's constantly in my mind, right? You know, it's like, what's your Roman Empire, right? Mine is literally like that show. I think about it maybe 5 times a day.
And you've
like,
been to premieres, you've sort of interacted, yeah, you're in, yeah, the world
I've
now.
Done, and I've done my part, mm-hmm, in the world of Game of Thrones. So I decided I'm gonna just get like a little tattoo that's not too Game of Thronesy. Wait, if you look at it, you're not gonna really know what it is, right?
Okay,
it's like, I mean, that's how I want it.
Like,
when I drink, I know things.
Going all the way down the back.
Yeah, Tyrion.
It's just a little. You don't even need to know the show to get it. Okay, here we go. Tattoo reveal.
Matt's going to make fun of it. Matt will always make fun of any tattoos I feel like
you
I get.
I have good taste when it comes to.
Okay.
Really way to sell that, Matt.
Is it bandaged up? Oh my gosh, it's already like exposed. What?
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money.
There's nothing worse than realizing that you have a subscription that you've been paying for that you never knew about. It drives me insane. I go crazy about it. But thanks to Rocket Money, I have a whole new clarity and a sense of mind when it comes to where my subscriptions are and what I'm paying for.
Most Americans think that they spend about $62 a month on subscriptions, but get this, the real number is closer to $300 a month. That is literally thousands of dollars a year, half of which most people have probably forgotten about. But with Rocket Money, you can find subscriptions that you've forgotten about, and they help you cancel ones that you don't want anymore. So what is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills to grow your savings.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users. Matt and I are two of them, and so are many of you. And it has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 per year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That is rocketmoney.com/hoot, rocketmoney.com/hoot.
And now back to the episode.
Oh,
let's see it, Zane.
Okay, so I got Justin V tattoo this. He's an amazing tattoo artist. He not only does he show up to your house, but he draws it out and everything all the same day. So I wanted to like talk to him about what I wanted beforehand, and he's like, no, we could do it the day of. So day of, I gave him references and he drew it out, tattooed it all in one day.
And so that's the New York City with the Twin Towers still?
No,
in
no. This
you know what I think it looks like?
What?
The Emerald City.
What's the Emerald City?
Like where the Wizard of Oz lives.
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Wait, but no, Zane, no.
Hold
it
on,
looks
no.
Good.
Explain what it is.
I think there's one detail you could add that would make it.
That's look. Really bad.
Explain what it is, though.
Okay, it's one of the maps. It's one of the cities in the Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon show. It's King's Landing.
King's Landing.
Yeah.
And what is the significance to you for King's Landing? Is it your favorite?
I just love the architecture of it. It's like watching the show. It's always been my favorite city to.
It does kind of look like that.
We're off to see the wizard. What a wizard!
The circles don't help. I wanted to do something behind it so it didn't.
Oh look. Wait, the circles.
Yeah.
Shit. But no, okay, if you did add a detail, Zane, I think I would just add a dragon.
He's going to die when I tell him this.
I think you should add a dragon. Zane, it looks great.
It does look great.
I think a flying dragon would
Okay,
help.
So I was going to do that, but I figured it would ruin it.
Someone would go, oh, a flying monkey. They'd be like, oh, you're excited for Wicked, aren't you?
Oh, is that Dorothy from floating in the air?
I will say, artistically, that is, I would say, your best tattoo.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your first Justin V tattoo?
No, this is my second.
What's your other one?
This one, the sunflower.
Oh, the sunflower. It's a very mature tattoo, I will say. You have a few, maybe.
Oh, yeah, so that's what I'm trying to cover up some of the drunk tattoos.
Yeah, we don't, less vine handles and a little more.
Yeah. I have one on my ankle. I have three more that I need to cover.
Oh, but that's a fresh one, no covering. The Game of Thrones one. You're not covering an old one.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
But like, if someone like from Croatia sees it, are they going to be like, oh, Dubrovnik? Because wait, don't they shoot it like in Croatia?
Yeah, they shoot in multiple locations.
Okay, but that's like a fictional.
It's fiction. Yeah, okay. I think this part is CGI.
Okay, right.
In the show, and then but they do use, I feel like, an actual city to kind of work off of.
Have you been there before?
No, I have not. But they do like a whole Game of Thrones like tour if you ever want to like go. So it's nice.
I feel like that'd be a fun trip for you.
Yeah,
going to Croatia.
It'd be like, all right. It's not. It wouldn't be something I would die to do. But like, it would just be like kind of like, oh, cool.
And
while we're,
do you know where this building is?
the tour guide's like, oh, someone is excited to see this.
Yeah, I'm looking for the Waffle House. I was told it's next to.
Yeah, you're just like going. Is it this way? Did it hurt?
No, tattoos never like hurt me. I just
What is the sensation like though? Does it just feel like a vibrating, just prickly thing?
Yeah,
on you?
It definitely feels. It does not feel as bad. You know when you get your blood
taken?
Drawn?
Yeah,
it doesn't. I feel like a quarter of that.
Oh,
but
it's
like,
just repetitive.
But repetitive. Yeah,
how come
but
you don't have like a sack over it or anything.
Yeah,
right?
Why is it not wrapped in plastic?
I think it depends on the person that you get tattooed. But I think maybe when you're drunk, like maybe if you go drunk and your blood's really thin, maybe that's when they put like a wrap.
The plastic wrap.
I'm not sure why, but he said that he's not a fan of the wrap. He just says as long as I'm putting Vaseline or Aquaphor. He gave me like good like something butter that's like great for tattoos. So I put it on twice a day. He's like, that's it.
Perfect.
Clean it with like regular soap and then put the lotion.
Big tattoo reveal.
Huge yeah.
Tattoo review.
Yeah. Oh my God. You guys got a thumbnail. Yeah. You're welcome.
I wrote down some questions that I don't know that either of you two have ever been asked before, but I want to do a little bit of a deep dive. Do you guys remember what the first piece of content you did together was?
Together?
Yeah.
Piece of content.
What
it was probably a Vine.
It was probably a Vine, and I bet it was a Vine that Carly was making.
Yeah,
I would 100%. Say that. Because I feel like we were more like, let's just hang out and laugh friends more than like Vine collaborator
we
friends.
We rarely made videos together.
No. Yeah. No, I think, yeah, we would only make videos together if it was like back like in the YouTube days and us. Like,
yeah, I think that's when we really started filming together was when I was vlogging.
And I really like that, though, too, because I feel like, you know, in the social media influencer world, like when you move out to LA, you make a lot of friends, but then suddenly it starts feeling really transactional because yes. people are like, oh, they want something from you or it's yeah. a collab, which that has worked with other friends. Mm-hmm. But I always like give advice to people, like if you come out, make good friends first, but don't make it about the collab
right.
if you want to like
yeah.
grow a friendship.
Like I feel like me and Matt were friends for what, a good three, four years before we really started filming.
Yeah.
You know, right?
I would say so.
Yeah, and I think that's like what I think that's like the secret behind like when you're in this like field of
But
horror.
I'm curious, I bet it was you know what? I think it was probably the what was it, the Flutterby or the little
That was the
spinning little fairy.
Where your grandma was in. Oh,
yeah.
It's a little
Oh, we loved that. That was so funny to us. And just Brendan, that whole trend.
And Brendan McNerdy was like, I'm having a baby. And we're like, push, push. And then it just flies out.
And
brilliant.
You did that with your grandma, right? Is that a little man?
Oh, that was like a Justin Bieber thing. Yeah.
That wasn't your Vine?
That was my Vine. Yeah.
Do you have that somewhere?
That Vine of the... I'm having a baby.
I'm sure it's on the internet.
Yeah.
You should remake it.
I think I have also remade it.
No, remake it for TikTok.
We'd have to get Brendan in it.
Yeah.
I think it was his idea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But I did some research, and I think I may have found the first time you were ever in one of your YouTube videos. You guys were in a gas station parking lot, and someone came up to you and asked about if your phones could call international phone numbers. Do you have any remembrance of this?
No.
Zero.
It was like 2016, no. And you look like you're 12 years old. It was before you started working out, and you guys were like talking about some guy came up to you in a parking lot and was like, hey, I found this wallet, and there's
yes! We were at your ex's house.
me and my ex's house. Yeah, my ex and I's house.
Was that the first?
I think that was one of the first times Matt was in one of your videos.
No, I don't
it was
think
one of the first times when you were vlogging, but it was like a full you and me bit, and we ran with it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We would get like beer, and a guy came up asking about international calls because mm-hmm. he found an international ID or a wallet
yes.
from someone who was like from England. And then we went into full Nancy Grace detective mode, and we went on like Facebook, found the person's Facebook, but they couldn't accept messages, so we found like their cousin, and we're like, we have their
yeah,
ID,
and then we thought it was sketchy. We thought we were gonna get kidnapped.
Yeah, and you were like, our DNA is all over the wallet. And I was
yeah,
like, guys,
yeah.
Oh man,
we really wung whenever like that camera came out. Right, we were just like, let's
do it. And I even think we got a tip. We got a bit of a reward.
For returning it.
We left it because there was even cash in it.
Did he like Venmo you or something? Or PayPal you?
He left cash, I think, in my mailbox.
Oh, well, that was nice of him.
And we used that cash to go, I don't know, buy drinks or something. Good times. Wow, memory lane.
Yeah, I was just doing a little bit of... Okay. Next question is, you guys have traveled a lot together. What is your favorite memory or thing that makes you laugh the most about a trip that you two have done together?
Laugh the most. Damn it.
I know the time we like laughed the most is when we were driving back
from Vegas
and we were all like hungover. We were with Heath. Zaid was with his ex-girlfriend and we ate at like a Cracker Barrel. And just,
if I could like rewind to that moment, or I wish like it was just filmed.
Yeah.
I think, you know, maybe we did film it, or did we not?
We did get the, okay. So, you know, when you're just at that like hungover goofy mood where yes. everything is so fucking funny, we go into the Cracker Barrel. Zaid, they have, I think, a Mama's Big Breakfast is okay. like one of their signature dishes. And Zaid looked to the waitress and goes, I'm going to have the Big Mama Breakfast.
The Big Mama Breakfast. And for some reason, it's not even that funny, but everybody just literally just waters.
And we were like, then we started going on about a bit, like, what if this whole place was called Big Mama's like breakfast, and it was just one waitress, 100 people, and she's Big Mama.
And there's like two waitresses there that have like no teeth. It was just like a perfect setting. And then you're looking at the walls, and we're really looking just like at what they're hanging up on. Like, really high in these walls.
What are those, like, gardening hoes that are, like, you know, full on blades and
they're
stuff?
They're putting, like, really sharp, heavy,
like a sickle?
Gardening tools, which could easily fall and literally decapitate somebody's head.
Final destination wise. So we're laughing about that shit. We then go through, you know, just the gift shop of Cracker Barrel and picking up just the funniest little,
tchotchkes
and funny, sassy mother sayings. And then we go outside and we're parked next to. All of this is very, you had to have been there.
Yeah.
But it was just one hard laugh after another hard laugh after another hard laugh. We are parked next to like this minivan that looks like a fucking Sea-Doo. Like it was
like
white,
a cruise ship.
And the bumper that went around it was just like plastic blue, like bright blue.
But what, like, did it have like weight?
Yeah. We were like, what the fuck kind of car is this? And then it starts getting really windy, and we see
it was as we're laughing at this van, we were dying, right? We could. My ex was so pissed. I remember this day. She was over everybody. Not one crack of a smile from her. And me, Matt, and Heath were just howling.
That makes it funnier too. And we're
looking at this van, all of a sudden, in our line of vision, as we're laughing, these carts just start flying
through. Garbage cans.
Or garbage cans, sorry. Yeah, garbage cans just start flying through. We're like, oh my God, because it was so windy outside. Garbage cans just start hitting.
Smashing into the
cars. Smashing to all these cars.
And then the manager of the Cracker Barrel then comes out and starts running. So we're like, oh my God.
Big Mama came out to say, oh no, there she is.
It was so fucking funny, bro.
And then you typed in your address to go home. And that's when you lived on Kling Street. But you then typed in Kalang Street. And it was like an hour away. We were like,
I typed in our address, which was Kling Street, and I, for some reason, it auto-corrected to Kalang. Like, it just put a little slang in it, and then it showed an hour. I was like, oh my God, guys, it's going to be an hour drive from Vegas. This is amazing.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Quit with Jones. I hate vaping. I've tried to quit vaping more than once, and it's something that I still struggle with. And you may be in the same spot. Quitting vaping or smoking is a journey that can feel like climbing a mountain without the right gear. But that's where Jones comes in. Jones makes low-dose nicotine mints that are FDA approved, and I absolutely love them. Jones was started by two women who know the struggle firsthand. They tried quitting cold turkey countless times, but it never stuck. So they took matters into their own hands and created the support they wish they had. And now they're sharing it with you. Jones offers holistic support to help you kick the habit, whether you're aiming to quit altogether, cut back, or just shift your mindset. Jones understands that quitting is a spectrum, and they meet you where you are. With FDA-approved mints, behavioral support, and a welcoming community, Jones is your partner in progress. Do you know that 95% of people can't successfully quit cold turkey? And you may be part of that 95%, and hey, that is okay. It's tough out there, but with Jones, it's different. Their low-dose nicotine mints minimize withdrawal symptoms, making the journey smoother, and you pair them with the Jones app for a winning combination. If you've done the routine of quitting on Monday and buying a new vape on Tuesday, it's time to make a change. And with Jones, it's a different story. Say goodbye to that cycle and hello to a healthier you. Let's talk about style. Jones comes in a discreet travel tin, and I love the design. You can take your Jones mints with you wherever you go. It makes things so easy. Ready to take the first step? Head to quitwithjones.com/hoot for 20% off your first order of nicotine mints. That is quitwithjones.com/hoot. quitwithjones.com/hoot for 20% off. I highly encourage you to try it out, and you'll thank me later.
Wow. It was a good fucking day.
That's a good one.
That, hands down, the day where I've laughed the hardest multiple times over and over.
You just were dialed
in. Yeah, and you know, I think that weekend was also just really funny, too. I just can't remember. That was just strict. That was the only thing I remember from that.
And having
trip.
Someone who just is not having it makes it so much funnier, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you can't laugh, yeah. That's when...
That's not what made it funny.
No, I know, but it was just in hindsight.
I just remember that.
And yeah. If at a funeral someone makes a face like that is.
Yeah, we were just talking about that on Unfiltered.
Yeah, like, we were just talking about just funerals.
Oh, yeah, funeral laughs, the worst. Giving class presentations in front of your friends.
Dude. I have not. I've been to a couple.
I'm just thinking of just being in a scenario where I have to be so serious.
Like, have you ever given a presentation and the back of the classroom is your best friend just going like this?
We're literally talking about this.
Yeah, that's so crazy. This
exact conversation. That's crazy.
It actually has never happened. Actually, yeah, in a speech competition one time, me and my buddy were doing a duo piece on like this play or this movie called Birdie. And I had to act like a bird and he was visiting me in jail and we hated it.
Heath and I used to take criminal justice together.
Oh yes.
And this is just one specific moment which I feel like you would absolutely love. But we were people were presenting different. It was different projects in something in the prison system. I don't know. I forget exactly what everybody like the whole group thing was. But there was these two girls that got called for their next presentation, and they were presenting methods of execution. And Heath and I were like, as soon as they started, Heath and I were like, oh my God, this is not going to be good for us. Because it was like, everyone's taking this shit seriously. Right?
Lethal
like,
injection or firing squad.
I have to say it exactly how she said it because this is what it made it funny, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, so going through the methods of execution. And this was what made us completely go inside out.
Okay.
the one girl goes, I have to say it the way she was saying it. And then the next method of execution is the grillotine. Heath and I fucking blacked out. Heath and I were crying.
Oh, man.
We're crying.
Were they like, Zane, Heath, get out of here.
Go to the hall. No, the teacher was actually such a, he was so like funny, we weren't loud. We weren't loud. Like, you couldn't hear us. So it hurt more. It hurt more, like, in our body because we had to put our heads down and we were about to break the desks with just laughing so hard.
The gorilla thing.
And the picture she used, I just wish I could go to Google Images and find, like, the image that she used for the slide. It was it had to be their moment. It was just so perfect.
Do you know the last time they ever used the guillotine?
In America?
No, I think this is...
I think in France.
Globally. Yes.
It was like in the 90s, right? Or the 70s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, the 70s?
Yeah, they were using the guillotine in the 70s in
who?
France.
Who? What? In France?
The French government, yeah.
Can you imagine that? I know, understanding, like, being sentenced to death, that's very, like, serious. But, like, we're going to chop your head off. Off with your head.
And is this something where the people came and saw? Like,
oh, that's a good question.
What's the point of that? What's the point of that method if you're doing it privately? I thought it was like meant for a show to scare the public.
It's supposed to be humane, I think, is it kills you instantly.
But that ain't humane. Are you kidding me?
That is insanely barbaric. But it's crazy. It took until the 70s for them to be like, maybe let's not do this.
I think a pew pew to that head is more humane than a guillotine. It just seems too much of a show.
Gorilla team.
Well, how would you want to go if you were sentenced to death? Just lethal injection. Is it not that bad?
I think the lethal injection is probably this, or maybe the electric chair. Just go out.
I wouldn't want like a heart attack going out.
Beating and fried. Beating and fried. And
or
oil.
Like stone. No, I feel like the lethal injection is probably the best.
Yeah, that is. I think it's supposed to not. It's supposed to.
Or gas.
No.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Your German roots are really showing today, Matt.
Because it's not supposed to hurt, right? Or does it hurt?
No, I don't think it hurts.
Yeah,
no, you're like, I'm scared of needles.
Yeah. you know what I like put as just as horrible as like something like that, like drowning, like the Salem witch trial. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh, imagine like a rock pulling you down.
I heard drowning is actually the worst way to die.
It's pretty bad
because you're like your lungs collapse, but then your brain like slowly loses oxygen. So then your brain has to like die so slowly along with it. So you're just consciously like going out.
So
okay,
hot.
On a lighter note.
Oh, wait, but one more thing.
Oh, yes.
Do you know how they give you a last meal?
Yes.
Do you think, I feel like, though, they should request, like, a song.
A last song?
Like, if you're gonna, like, if I'm going out Lethal Injection,
I think they do.
I want some music to just be, like, you know,
playing. I think that,
green,
me out.
That green light.
I think they do. Don't they have, like, music? I think they give them music, no?
I would hope so. They should. They should let you, like,
I know
watch.
In shows and movies, the way they show prison is, like, very, like, you have nothing in there. But I truly think they have, like, little things, like...
Just little
a toilet,
pictures,
a bed, yeah, music.
I mean, I've seen TikToks from people in prison.
They're, exactly. They're cooking on their stove.
But there's also different levels of...
Where, like, security, depending on state.
And if it's a county jail versus a real prison, but...
What's, like, the best... Like, if you're going to be prison, what's, like, the best state to be...
Sweden.
In prison.
Oh, yeah, Sweden or, like, one
of
those countries.
State, but yeah.
Have you seen a documentary about those?
I saw clips of that.
It's, like, better than some apartments in America,
yeah.
Like, the prisons that they have there. You get a hi-fi internet connection.
But they have their rate of them coming out and being a better person is much higher.
Oh, yeah. We have, like, 90% here in the U.S. of people who have been to jail once go back again because it's just a fucked up system.
Don't we have the most incarcerated citizens out of any country in the world?
Yes. Per capita.
Per capita.
Yeah. And also in the world, I think, also, actually.
Per capita? I know. Is that like...
It's basically like... because we have 300 million people in America, if we had... It's like you have to just compare...
It's the proportion.
It's a percentage-wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The best state to be in prison, probably like... I don't know. Maybe like... Trying to think of like where the weather is good, where you can like get outside.
Weather don't mean nothing.
You don't
prison.
Think so?
Because you're outside for a certain amount of hours.
Yeah, an hour a day. You don't want to be in like Montana where it's freezing the entire time. You want
to
get out there.
And it really doesn't matter where you got arrested. They will just relocate you to a different state. So like,
no, I think it depends where you committed
the crime. If you're in Texas, really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, you get imprisoned in that state if you committed the crime there?
I think it's where you committed the crime.
I think like really serious criminals, they may move you to like... other corrections.
It's crazy
that
there's a prison in the middle of Manhattan.
What?
Yeah, there is.
Which
wait,
is like
a whole prison?
Yeah.
How big is a jail?
Whatever
it's
it
Riker,
is.
Rikers Island.
No, that's a separate thing. On the island of Manhattan, there is a prison. So you could be like in an apartment and like next door to you, there's just someone in a prison cell. It's crazy.
Oh. I think I've seen like a TikTok of these like girls like at an apartment pool and they just look up and they just look
prison.
At guys in like the courtyard just like catcalling them the whole way. Just trying to get... I mean, give them a show. They're bored.
Yeah.
Don't judge me too hard. But I was in San Francisco a couple weekends ago and I was like, ooh, look, it's Alcatraz prison, and I genuinely thought it was still a running prison.
Oh, it's not running, but no, that is a prison.
No, I really thought it was.
Did
a
you go and
prison.
Visit?
No, we didn't visit. We were but we saw it from across the...
I don't think you can visit it anymore. I feel like somebody bought it.
No, they're definitely still doing tours there.
Yeah.
We're talking to people there that were saying that they still do tours there.
I've been. It's
apparently
cool.
They make a shit ton of money because in my head
I'm
I was like,
sure.
Why not just replace? I get it, but why not make use of this island for something?
It's like a
little resort.
Everyone like in the cages. Yeah. Like.
And as soon as they said that, they make so much money where they don't even want to get rid of it. I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
That's why so many prisoners try to escape Alcatraz, because that island was just facing San Francisco and you could just hear all the nightlife and everybody going about their life, and you would look at that distance of that water going,
I could do it.
I could fucking.
But they were fine with prisoners escaping because there were so many sharks in the water, right?
Right. But they also do a swim every year, I think, where professional swimmers will actually swim the distance, and it is possible, but like...
Why do they do that? Why even
just
put yourself...
Just like the polar plunge or something crazy to do.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oof.
I know.
Did you see the movie Under Paris on Netflix?
No.
Oh, the shark one?
Yeah. It was not gonna lie, usually shark movies are really shitty, like most of them, but this one I actually enjoyed it, and it's all in French, which makes it cooler.
That's what it was. Or Patricia doesn't like.
You should definitely watch it. In that realm of shark movies, I would say it was 7.5, 8
Ooh,
out of 10.
Better than The Meg?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, The Meg was...
Wait, much better than The Meg.
Is it just a bunch of sharks, or is there one big, big, big shark?
The Meg is just...
The Meg is just one big,
big
shark.
Okay,
but,
so I could tell you, but I just don't even want to ruin it for you.
Okay.
But you should definitely watch it.
Netflix?
Yeah, it felt more realistic than all those other shark
movies.
Is
the Olympics happening?
It's weird that they filmed it. It came out, and then what's going on in that movie is exactly what's happening right now.
Oh.
They like the mayor just went in the water with the like to swim, and everyone's like, "Y'all didn't see under Paris?"
Yeah,
no, it's crazy. Right. Yeah.
The mayor finally did get in the water.
Oh, after like, the poop off.
Like, do you think they made that movie knowing that the Olympics were about to happen?
For sure, probably. Oh, okay. For sure. Yeah. I mean, we've known about the Olympics like
for the past.
I feel like it's always they plan it 12 years in advance something before like they that, announce it to give.
It's coming to LA next, right? 2024, 2028.
Right.
That's gonna be great. You think it's gonna be great?
Just knowing that I'm in the city where the Olympics are happening, I'd like to say that I've been to the Olympics. I know Zane has.
Oh, you're going to Paris for the... Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not 2028. Going
to Paris. Oh, in LA. Gonna be in LA. It's going to be a nightmare here. But you know what? I'm excited for it. Like, I
do think they usually will do like a big infrastructure project where they clean up a bunch of the roads and like they fix a bunch of shit for all the tourists. So I am looking forward to hopefully getting the city a little bit better. But God.
If you live in LA, rent your houses out.
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like we can rent our house.
Take a vacation.
Like
go somewhere else. Yeah.
For the whatever.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Definitely.
People are going to make so much money renting
their places. Is your dad going to Paris for the Olympics?
I believe so. He tried WhatsApping me yesterday. I need to call him back. But
your dad's on WhatsApp.
Well, when he's out of the country, he uses WhatsApp.
Oh, okay.
Do you know anyone who is in the Olympics this year?
Yeah.
Matt King.
Matt King is in it. And Nick Itkin, he is a fencer for the U.S. fencing team. Were you there with us? No, I think it was just Jason Todd and me and maybe Brandon Calvillo.
Awesome. Thank you for reminding me.
We did a fencing vlog, and the guy had just came back from this was like 4 years ago. He won bronze at the Olympics.
Aww.
And so he's an L.A. kid. Well, I think he's maybe Ukrainian or I don't know. But he is like a fencer.
So we're going to be rooting for Matt King.
Nick
on the swim team.
Yeah.
And then maybe. I met someone last night. His brother is in the Olympics for volleyball. He went to the University of Hawaii and he's like just qualified and he's going to the Olympics at 31 years old.
Sand volleyball?
I'm not sure.
Wait, how old?
31.
Is that, do you think that's really
old? I always thought Olympics were like for basically like teenagers because that's when you're in like the prime of your athletic ability. And like once you get 23, 24, I mean, maybe my brain's wrong.
Really? No, I feel like I've seen older.
The older I get, the more I think that that's true. But I just like, I think in some sports, people just kind of like tap out once they get to a certain age because that's when you're at your most athletic, when you're 23, 24.
Sometimes of some countries though, like who just don't have anybody for a sport, you can totally enter it.
Yeah.
Eddie the Eagle, do you know that whole story in that movie?
That?
He was like a British guy who joined the ski jump, you know, like the...
Okay.
But he joined with zero experience, but managed to make it onto the Olympic team. And he was the worst person in the entire Olympics.
But
he
still made it?
Joe, yeah.
Isn't it crazy there has to be a worst person at every Olympics? Yeah. Pretty crazy.
I don't care if I was the worst. I would just be at least I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, the content? Come on.
It's crazy with the running that every single person runs, but first place and last place are all within the same 1 second.
Right.
Like it's all within it's all within 1 second.
You can miss qualifying by just a fraction of a second.
It's insane.
But the entire race, it's like 12 people doing a 100-meter dash. First place is like 21.01 seconds.
Yeah.
Last place 21.09. Like
insane. But you know what? Insane. You're still an Olympian.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still
and people respect you still. Which is
now
nice.
I think for you two, you could probably be on Lebanon's team.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And I think couldn't you be on Israel's
team? No, because I'm not. Because you have to be. You have to be born.
Being born. It's having like
citizenship,
first generation like immigrant family who is from there. And if you're, because like a girl from my high school was in the Olympics last year, but she ran for like Belize.
Was she born there?
I don't think so.
Should we chat GPT?
Yeah, quick. I think you can be on an Olympic.
Wait, cool. Kuwait is its own.
It's its own team? Is Kuwait?
No, Kuwait is its own country. That's where my dad was born.
Oh, so maybe you
and then they moved to Lebanon.
Yeah, let's get a...
Can you be on an Olympic team for a country if you're not born in that country?
Why was my dad born in Kuwait? That's so crazy. It's so far from Lebanon.
Athletes can represent a country in the Olympics even if they were not born there. They have to be either a citizen, a resident, parental heritage, or previous representation.
Parental heritage.
Wow.
Oh, so
you could go to the Olympics
for Lebanon.
What would your sport be if you went to the Olympics?
Damn, dude, I was watching soccer the other day. And like I was like, damn, I wish I was an athlete. You know what I mean? Like I wish I could do this and also just be a really kick-ass soccer player. Like that'd be sick.
I just wouldn't want to give up my weekends.
I'm just bad at like
there's no sport
you'd
you could
a
do.
A great diver.
A diver? Oh, I could be a diver.
I just think you could.
Yeah,
like,
you move your body really well.
I think I could, like a dancer or a diver for sure.
Yeah, gymnast or
yeah.
I think you could do a backflip.
No.
If you try, my back? Well, I don't know. I feel like you're so physically fit now. I think you have a good height. If you did training for like 3 weeks, you could get a flip.
If I trained being a diver for 2 years, do you think I would be really good? Or you have to like...
Well, you're not going to the Olympics, but you could get pretty good.
I want to go. That's what... That's,
I don't know if...
I want to be in the Olympics in like 6 months.
Join like the bobsled team. Like what? Like
no, no. That I would get
bobsled,
to.
You're just hopping on for a ride and saying we with three.
The, no, I just I know, but I don't
luge that skill. But a bobsled,
no, it's not.
Luge though, you have to like maneuver the brakes and stuff. There's that's because it's a one person.
Have you not seen Cool Runnings?
I actually haven't.
It's so good.
You
it's
have a the DVD at your house.
Yeah, yeah, I do. No, it's a great movie.
Yeah, because that was the Jamaican bobsled team, and that's a true story, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to be either a
you,
swimmer
I think you have a diver. You have a diver's body, too.
A swimmer body. I don't think a diver's
rugby.
Body.
Rugby.
Is rugby in the Olympics?
No, sorry, not rugby. Oh, water polo. That's what I meant to say.
Rugby,
oh,
water yeah. polo. Synchronized swimming I do love, though.
Ping pong?
That looks tough.
Ping pong's in the Olympics now, right?
Table tennis.
That's one. That's what I would do.
That's what you would do, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, Mike, you could join the Paralympics team.
We were watching the Paralympics like clips, and... It's
they're it's incredible.
Yeah,
they're better. They're better than non-parallel.
Whoever runs their TikTok is also hilarious. Right. Some of the content that they're posting. I mean, it is. It's like a good time. It's a fun thing.
We learned that the person who does run the account, because we were kind of suspicious, like who's behind this? They're actually like a handicapped person.
Yeah, no, it's part. It's all like in
makes
good
sense.
Fun and
yeah.
But it is crazy though. We talked about this on our last episode, but like in table tennis, I was curious about. In the Paralympics, okay, well, what if someone is missing an arm or, like, there's different types of disabilities
yes,
within it.
Yes, yes.
But, like, do they put them in different categories? Not really. We saw a guy playing table tennis with a guy who had two arms. This guy had no arms and is playing with his
mouth.
Yeah,
he was incredible.
Yeah, let it rip, man.
But
that's
that
the
guy,
point.
I'm like, that's everyone deserves a trophy.
Yeah. Like, win or lose.
Yeah.
You played a whole match with just a paddle in your mouth.
That's crazy.
Imagine how strong his teeth are. Yeah. Imagine me playing with a paddle in my mouth.
No
my teeth will fall
guy.
Out.
Oh, my.
Okay, another question that I would love to know is, have you guys ever worked out together? I feel like the answer is no.
Not maybe,
not like
maybe a couple times, but I know we've been in the same gym
working out together.
Yeah.
But we've never done like I think a routine.
Would you ever work out together, or do you think that you have different styles and like?
No, it's. I think it's all like I work out with a trainer.
Oh, you have a trainer.
So,
Zane's
okay.
usually paying every time, and I don't want to pay for a trainer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think it's like really like for me, it's very important to have a trainer.
Of course,
because
yeah.
it's discipline. They push you. And like I won't go my heaviest if I don't have somebody like you got to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, David Goggins.
Yeah.
Pushing you. Okay.
I like for me, paying a trainer is very important. They deserve that.
Yeah. So we've been in like the gym together working out, but we've never like done a full routine.
You
together.
Know what I don't want to pay for? A gym membership. I don't like paying for that. I just want to pay for a trainer.
I love a gym
and
membership.
Then for, and then
I like the
gym.
Routine of going to a gym. It's also where I get to watch the West Wing.
So you go to the gym and you go to
Westeros.
Yeah. But he also lives
in Westeros. Oh, is that the Game of Thrones?
Just a little.
Jesus Christ.
Just losing my mind.
Okay, if you could have a superpower for one day, what would that superpower be and what would you do with it?
Oh, this sounds greedy, but
oh,
honestly,
see through X-ray.
So you just want to look at boobs all day?
No. Genuinely, I think I would want to.
I'd want to see the future, but not my future, just the stock market, find the best buy, and then when I'm done, I put all
that's
the money
amazing.
Into it and then don't have to worry about money. But that feels so like greedy, but it would just be like
it's
the
smartest.
Yeah. That's just see the future for one day, knowing what the best stock buy
is. Is that a superpower though?
Seeing
the
future is
yeah,
a superpower.
Kind of like a premonition.
It's
yeah.
That's a good one.
It's lazy.
Well, it's practical, which is
okay. Well then
hilarious.
I'll think a little What about, what do you call, like, if I was able to, like, multiply things?
Oh,
clone.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, like, being able to multiply a bunch of objects.
Like,
so
clone
then I'd
dollar
make a
bills.
Bunch of, get a bunch of Rolexes, duplicate that, and then sell them.
Just,
dollar
oh,
bills.
Just something, like, any
dollar
way to
bills,
make...
though, the serial number would be the same, so then
oh,
you'd be screwed.
Then you, also with Rolexes, too.
I also don't want my superpowers to, like, Because, you know, in those shows, like the military or the CIA will find out they have a superpower and then they're like, we have to kidnap that. So yes, I don't want something that's going to make people want to go after me. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Okay.
So you have to keep it funny. As like a kid, all we wanted to do was fly. But then as you become an adult, you're like,
that's like the least.
I actually would not want to really fly around. It would be very cold.
Yeah.
Very windy. And
like I'd rather teleport than fly.
Oh, that's but such a good one.
Flying would suck.
But you teleport for one day. Like, enjoy the day. Yeah. Like,
no, teleporting would get boring so quick because you would pretty much be in every spot in like a month.
And you couldn't make any excuses for not showing up anywhere. Yeah. Hey, sorry, I'm running late. Like,
teleport, steal the Mona Lisa. Steal something valuable.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But I actually wouldn't steal the Mona Lisa.
I would also just make content around whatever the superpower is so I can go viral for being like, look, I'm flying. And everyone's like, wait, what's going on here? And then you can...
Oh, making videos would be fun.
Everyone's like, AI.
It was real. No, look.
Did it.
Or just like live stream the whole day of like, all right, guys, we're doing super
CGI.
Yeah. Okay.
AI.
Yeah.
I always like, you know the movie Looper where like only like 15% of the population can just float pieces of metal like in their hands?
Oh. In the movie Looper with Bruce Willis?
No, that's X-Men.
Looper.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis?
That X-Men, there's a some can levitate Magneto.
Correct, I know. But in the movie Looper, the exposition, he explains that there's been this weird like genetic mutation about how like 15 to 20% of the population has a thing called T, like telekinesis.
Okay.
And all you can really do is just float a quarter around your hand. But that, can you imagine though 20% of people could just like
float? Were magic?
Just had a little bit of magic.
Hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what I would do with that, though.
Just impress girls.
Pretty much.
What's up, guys? It's me today.
Or if someone's bothering somebody else, you just give them a light wind, like, and they just fly to the ground. That's cool. That's kind of like
it is cool.
Heroic.
That would be crazy.
Or like controlling the weather for a day. Just like
one day.
Yeah, you make a bet.
Oh, super strength would be really funny. Just imagine just... like just one person was looking on the street and you just pick up a car and put it down like just that. Like
juggling cars.
Oh.
What is something that is on your bucket list that you still have not done?
You know, I was just thinking of this the other day.
I feel like you probably, Matt, I feel like you have a list of a bucket list. Do you keep a list? Do you have a list?
I don't have a bucket list. There's nothing that I really want to do.
I want to go to the Mall of America.
The one with the roller coaster inside of it?
Yeah, and I want to see the queen of the shell shock.
Isn't that...
She's this autistic girl that, like, spins around on, like, the Ninja Turtle ride. I really want to go.
Wait, she's, like, a real person?
Yeah, she's a real girl who she just spins around on this ride so fast and does it over and over and over
every
again.
Single day? At the Mall of America?
I would say maybe 4 days a week.
You're talking about the green...
Her name's Tara, the queen of shell shock. Me and Patrick Johnson love her.
Is this like a thing that she gets paid to do or she's going...
She just does it and she, you know, people are just such a big fan of this autistic girl and this is just her thing that she loves to do and she's so good at
it. Does she go every day?
I think 4 days out of the week.
Wow, that's amazing.
But like, that's not my number one bucket list thing, but it's been
something
if you're in the area, we're stopping by, we're meeting up with her, we're making some content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I know we also want to go to Fargo in the winter.
I would love to go to Fargo.
That sounds fun.
Fargo in the winter time.
Oh, but yeah. Like, hoot and a half, huh?
I just like want to carry a goat in a scene of House of Dragon.
Oh, you want to be
I just want to be like in the back, like somewhere, like carrying a goat. And then...
You're going to be like that.
And then just run with that for the next like year.
I just sent you a TikTok about it, but that kid who was on iCarly and he's in the background as an extra... But the kid is just watching the actors.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time, this little kid's just like, he's supposed to be in the background, like, eating at a table, but he's just watching the main actors, like, do the scene.
That and you can tell they, like, kept it in because they're just like, this is hilarious.
Kid Zane would be with the goat, like, where do they shoot? Well, where have they been shooting House of Dragon?
Sound stages again, like Croatia. I think different areas depending on like the city that the show is in.
Yeah, get I feel like you could get some background work.
Yeah, I'm not looking for like an Ed Sheeran spot. This like that's crazy.
This studio is very good for manifesting. That's why I wanted to bring it up because we're.
On like 8 different podcasts, so I'm hoping that this.
Okay, this might be the one going, where you get the call. You got connected with the Saw franchise.
And it's weird because they don't like. I will pay for it. I'd like pay for my flight. I'd pay for my time.
My per diem.
You don't have to give me a per diem. Oh, yeah. I'll post about it. So there's a lot that I'm offering for this small little thing that's not going to hurt them. There's no speaking roles that I have. It's a home run.
Why don't you
for any?
Do you know who the casting director for this season is?
No.
Okay, I'll help you with this. We can IMDb, find who the casting director is, find who the director of the episode is.
Yeah.
Find him on Instagram or LinkedIn and just shoot him a message. And I'm sure someone will connect you in the right way.
I think it's possible. I know you're not my manager, but can you help me with that? I'm your friend.
I can help you. Yeah.
Okay. Did I ever tell you that Patricia is in, I think, Pitch Perfect 3?
I thought it was Friday Night Lights.
Oh, wait, my brother was in the season finale. That's what Friday it is.
I have 2 minutes.
Okay.
No before worries. You have to go?
Until I have to go.
Oh. Right. I kind of forgot to tell you that.
What?
You have a hard out. Xana's a hard out.
I'm so sorry. Oh, fuck.
No,
I told
fine.
Him
it's
that
fine.
You were getting here at 1:45, but I
no,
thought
fine.
Have
that's fine.
Time by the time.
But I'm it's sick fine.
How long have we been recording for? It's good, right? It's not like I'm
I
leaving.
I feel like it's been 40.
45 minutes, maybe? Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I knew it's been a while, but like it's been running so fast.
Well, I had like another 10 questions, but this was great.
Okay. Let's do speed round.
Yeah, speed round. Okay. Dream collaboration person that you'd want to make any piece of content with.
Oh, any cast member from the Game of Thrones or House of Dragon.
What would you want to make? Vine, Instagram, or
I think,
TikTok?
I think something very...
podcast,
something
YouTube.
Very simple. I don't want to take too much time from them. I'm not doing... Like, I think podcast is too much.
Okay.
I don't want to bug them. I think something really funny that's like a 10-second clip
TikTok.
That I can make. It's very meme-y. Comedic sort of content with like each of them something with a show that can benefit them to post and make happen.
Brilliant.
Very PR, very PR related for them.
A social etiquette rule that drives you crazy when you see people doing it in public.
Like they're breaking the rule?
Yeah, or like something where you're like,
no, breaking the rule.
Like for me, it's bare toes on an airplane is insane.
That's really bad.
Have you guys ever experienced a supernatural event together?
Supernatural? Oh, like a
like
we
seen
think
a
we
ghost?
See a ghost yeah. together,
or
I think we've scared each other like shitless before.
Yeah, but I don't think we've
like,
ever
we've thought like there's been like intruders, break-ins. We've just been extremely scared.
I to this day, I've never with my own eyes seen anything supernatural.
But
I do believe in it. Though,
yeah, you guys
have
talk
not
about
seen
it a lot.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
investigate supernatural mm-hmm. things, but you've never experienced
no,
it together.
No. And I don't think I ever want to either. That's something where I like believe in it, but I just don't want to see it.
Okay. It's 2:45. We can wrap there.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming, Zane.
Of course.
Do you have anything you would like to plug?
Oh, yes. We have a show called Zane Heath Unfiltered where Matt is on every episode. We record every week.
Can you imagine the listeners like, what? This? Yeah, they've never heard of it. Just like, oh my gosh, all of this.
Wait, Heath and Mariah every week? And they have a Patreon?
Every week. And we are a hoot. We are really are a hoot on there. We have another show with, it's me, Heath, Alicia, and Remy called Basically Unfiltered. Brand new show that we just launched. That one's really fun too. And then that's it. That's all. I think that's all I want.
Perfect.
Plug.
All right. Thank you, baby.